Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night, right, yes.
Tell my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present and
future, about the hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Man, talking about Hard Knocks Life, you know, but we all going through it. It's your boy, K. Diddy, and you listen to I Am Indy. But, you know, we're going to make it through. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know how strong we are if we're not put through the test. You feel it, Dilmy? All right. Today's hump day. We ain't got much further to go. And you might be right here at the weekend and the first of the month again. You feel me? I hope you ain't got the same things going. A lot of people got going on, but we're going to help to make this ride a little bit more pleasant. So hang on with us, put your ear on this, and we're going to let it do what it do.
Freestyle.
Bam Taylor on the beat.
Like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Yeah, I don't know what it is, bruh, but some points you just grow a little bit, bruh. One day it's just in the heart against, and the next Sunday you're a full participant. I can't help it, I'm caught up in the mix, and the Holy Spirit got full control of my limbs. Can't explain what's coming on my lips, like I took a trash horse, turn for a life again. Start tingling, rhyming and reasoning. Grab a tambourine, got that bad boy jingling. Feeling weak, I don't know if I can stand up. And at the same time, I can't sit down. Fair enough, tears keep coming from my eyes. I can't man up, feel like I'm in grade school. Why I got my hand up? It's a feeling and I can't explain it. But when I get up in that zone, it's a playing at it.
I'ma start drumming and the keys start playing. And the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh.
I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah. Call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it. Cause when that fire gets shut up in my bones, feel like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I don't care, let the whole world watch me. Even with a red octagon, couldn't stop me. Take it up a notch, running through the aisles. We feeling so much, we massaging the crowd beat. People laying on their face like a victim. It's like heaven coming out the sound.
When the drummer starts drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, 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 ooh. When the drummer starts drumming and the keys start playing, and the choir stand up, I'll be on one waiting like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. My hands be raising, so I'ma do it. Jesus be saving, so I'ma do it. I feel like crazy, so I'ma do it. It feels amazing, so I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, call me, I'ma do it. Yeah, yeah, I'm thinking I'ma do it.
Yo, that was my boy Clockwork. We're talking about he feel like praising. Again, for y'all that's joining the show, it's your boy K Diddy. Please call in 347-308-8747. Let us know what's good. You know, if you want to make a request or something in particular you want to talk about, we can do that too. You know, today we got a couple guests that's going to be joining us. You know, some very influential people in the music business and got a lot of things going on. But the ones that did the research, y'all know who I'm talking about. But I'll tell you who those people are in a few minutes. But right now, we're going to take a second and pay a little bill. We're going to give a shout-out and a holler out for my people over at Wheels for Deals of Las Vegas. For those of you that got a car, truck, motorcycle, RV to sell, go check them out. Wheels for Deals on Las Vegas, where you can go park your car and sell it there. Right on 3494 Boulder Highway next to Chapman Dodge. They'll photograph it for you. They'll advertise it for you. There's no commission. You know what I'm saying? You can park your car and sell it and make your own money. You know, they got a prime location. You know, so holler at them. 595-0015 and ask for my boy Brad. Let him know that, you know, K Diddy sent you from Miami, Indy. You know what I'm saying? So, having said all of that, we're going to go back and do what we do. We're going to play a little music for you. This right here is Jules Patrick with Body Language.
Yeah.
touching the heart. I want you closer to me. You're the only one I want to know, and I never want to let you go. Oh, I want you closer to me.
To ask you, would you like to dance? she take my hand. I wanted to ask you, would you like to dance? This may be our only chance today. Just a little romance.
I hear these people in bars still talking about that they don't want to pay to see Tuga perform.
I don't know,
man. I ain't tripping. They ain't got a face. But it's a whole lot of homies out here who love me, though.
I'm on the interstate. Headed to the SWAT, Michigan, and pair of wallabies and Chuck T, the boat club's custom. Long street, heavy start changing the left fingers on my street, and the barbershop next door. Right next to top hat liquor store. We done pray for an optimal. The town love me like a sideshow. I love them back. I put Barstow in their face when they open up the damn door. In Barstow, the new train track, Hondo. Presto, the interstate addiction like Bronto. All my nachos with ecstasy's got dope. I'm so fucking hot, you can Google me, that's don't know. Shipping since birth, fucking up since dirt. You don't need to be the ride of fucking bush attending church. I'm West Coast all day, every day, weekday. California frosty, want to try it on the weekend.
Boy Joey Black, you're now tuned in to the number one underground station around, World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K Diddy. Keep it locked.
Tonight we're at the
That was Miss Kondi, y'all, with At the Club, you know? Something that a lot of us like to do, go hang out in the clubs, you know, trying to see what's going on. But ain't nothing there around here but a whole bunch of smoke, you know? Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. This is IC Jones with something from his CD called Get Lifted.
Before I begin, first and foremost, I'd like to thank God who's ahead of my life. Giving honor to the pastor. And keep doing your thing in the pulpit. I'm running these steps.
I be in my thank you, Jesus, hallelujah mode. The way they be hating, man, you wouldn't even know. Or maybe you would, cause we all in the struggle. Maybe you could help me out when I'm in trouble. A wise woman told me to get down on my knees, saying pray to God, he will get you what you need. She gave me a Bible, said open it and read. I learned about Christ and the people that he leads. See, I learned about God and the Holy Trinity. I gotta please God, I don't have to please me. I put God first and it worked in me. Greater work shall I work as he work in me. Put work in streets, passing out the good news. Out of all the bad guys, I'm one good dude. Out of all the false options, I chose to seek truth. All gospels, John, Matt, Mark, and Luke. They saying icy, make another gospel track. They like this gospel rap. Where my Christians at? This that Christian rap. Where your Bibles at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap. They saying icy, make another gospel track. They like this gospel rap. Where my Christians at? This that Christian rap. Where your Bibles at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap. They saying icy, make another gospel track. They like this gospel rap. Where my Christians at? This that Christian rap. Where your Bibles at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap. This that Christian rap. Where your Bibles at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap. Say this that Christian rap. Where your Bibles at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap. Come on, so much negativity, I try to block it out. And catch a breath of positivity somehow. Devil disguised and deceived, but I won't believe. God made the sky, the seas, and the blood you bleed. Prayer and consecration, I better succeed. Lose your will for God, be eternally free. Take this spiritual food, no charge, no fee. Use it in the darkness to make your peace. Say the name Jesus, we'll see a trembling beast. Not afraid of Satan's army, no, not at the least. I got the Bible on me, no telling who I can reach. God got a hold on me like I'm wearing a leash. Better listen up when you hear God speak. Take heed when you feel you in hell heat. Pray for Sin City souls in LV. The earth shall be inherited by the meek. They saying icy, make another gospel track. They like this
don't
gospel
judge
rap.
Me, love me for what I'm
at?
Doing.
This that Christian rap. Where your Bible's at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap.
We
they saying icy,
strength.
Make another gospel track. They like this gospel rap. Where my Christians at?
Renewed.
This that Christian rap. Where your Bible's at? Grab your Bibles and clap to this Christian rap. Come on.
Ice.
We got that money. Come for them nice things that you wanna find.
Yeah. connection with you. I feel like this could last forever, baby, it's time around.
Oh, baby girl,
I wanna run and sit to the ground. I'ma run myself to the phone just to be the one you need.
The one you love, baby, please trust me.
Say that I'ma do it right. Even more than that, I'm making my wife start a new life. I know I'm blessed to do this thing twice, baby. Now I'm down on one knee with one ring. All I need to hear is one thing. Tell me that you want me, and that's what it's gonna be, baby.
Baby,
all about the love.
Yeah, that lady kind with love brought you home. And if don't nothing else, you know, I got some tacos or something. But anyway, that lady kind with love brought you home. You listen to K Diddy on imindy.biz. Just a World Movement Records thing. So check us out, worldmovement.com, everybody. And a big shout out to my family, Superstar Central, Coda Grooves. You know, hey. Big ups, y'all, and all the people that support IMND and World Movement Records. And much love to all y'all. Alright? Gonna keep it rolling with Mr. Derek Swenson right here with K Diddy on IMND.
My heart won't let me be. And though you are far away, I put my thoughts on you each day. Feeling I will never be
Wyclef, a.k.a. Toussaint St. John, with the King Assassin,
where my warriors at.
If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed to sell. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next up. So how you deal with a dictator, get him a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. On young Hashamika, ha ha, said Suli, said Rang Hamnita. Yeah, he said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed
for sale.
Yep. He's selling crack and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling dope and they got him.
They got him.
He's selling meth and they got him.
They got him.
Yep. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave a smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up in Kingston. My west side connect, be king of side son. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it is legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell. Weed to sell.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it is legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Treasury.
Be Dilly in this. Sam Dilly. Ray Zilla. We about to show y'all how to do this Midwest way.
Do the Dilly Boy. Yeah. 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 Do the Dilly Boy. I'm bouncing and leaning. I had to pull up my pants.
My pants.
Watch me crank my new thing.
My new thing.
Do the Dilly Boy. Yeah. Do the Dilly Boy. Do the Dilly Boy. Yeah. Do the Dilly Boy.
I'm about to hit the club. It's Friday night. I'm a Dilly Boy, so I'm higher than a kite.
Yeah.
Come pop this baby girl and take a flight. When you mess with B Dilly, everything white. All white teeth, all white ones, all white wipes, and I got tan ones. Old ladies and babies cranking my dance club. I can do the Dilly Boy and throw 100 ones. I got 100 killers with me, that's 100 guns. And we all crunk in the club, hands up. I do the Dilly Boy. It's Dilly Boy, the whole world gon' feel me, boy. Now do the Dilly Boy.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. 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 Do the Dilly Boy, I'm bouncing and leaning. I had to pull up my pants.
My pants.
Watch me crank my new thing.
My new thing.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy.
Check my new dance, the way I wave my hands. If I can't do it, then nobody can. I move hips in the hour, make a devour. I been have respect, money and the power. Connects the clientele, homie, and the Make it rain in the club like I'm taking a shower. Remember I was broke, lint in my pockets. Now it's 20 VVS's, ice cubes in my watches. Told them I'ma make it rapid, they ain't believe me. Doing the Dilly Boy from the hood to BET. Number one top 10 MTV. I made my mark, boy, these streets go remember me. I'm not from Cashville, but I can still get it for tennis. It's do the Dilly Boy, come on, everybody bounce with me.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah, do the Dilly Boy, yeah, do the Dilly Boy, yeah, do the Dilly Boy. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy. Yo, bouncing and leaning, I had to pull up my pants.
My pants.
Watch me crank my new dance.
My new dance.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy.
How I do that? Cause my Chevy tall like Erica Badu, hey. Y'all haters fall back, cause I don't want that. Big black gang hit you dead in your back flat. So did the Dilly Boy, stop hating boy. Cause them Dilly Boys told Mac Boy. We ride big toys, we make a lot of noise. We switch the street burners, we ain't no Philly boy. We on the grind like Weezy, trying to get that Millie boy. So if you feel me boy, go and do that Dilly Boy.
Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy, yeah. Do the Dilly Boy.
Blue president black, yeah. I know you you like it? How I know? Because I'm psychic, telepathic, intergalactic, interactive. Somewhere with the asteroids and comets, dressed cleaner than comics. Enjoying these zeros and commas, it's better than what it sounds. Three rings, I'm enjoying balloons and the clowns. You fools get some clowns, buffoons, lay it down. I've got a club and a bar in my spot. In my closet is the place where my loved ones shot. If they ain't got it, then they know that I got it. If they ain't bought it, then they know that I bought it. I make a profit, put some money in wallets. We can turn your closet into your family's personal shopping. I thought that you would like it, then know that you would love it. Roll me on your hip like a sidekick in public. Girl, on my face and tats on my arms, a blaze on my waist, I guess I cause you harm, nah, cause that's everybody else. I walk around fly like my first name Stealth, don't need no heater, don't serve cocaina. I could be a pimp, something like Bun Beta, but it's only one of him and it's only one of me. R.I.P. Pimp C. LVNV, Las Vegas, Nevada. My pockets is fatter, my rhymes is badder, and I got the product that everybody looking for. I got the crowd packed from the ceiling to the floor. They came to see me, cause I got the illest flow. They came to see my truck, my rim inches 44, and they stop and go. I know you wanna pose to live like wonderful. Pain go.
Standing to smoke the loc on imnd.biz, giving a big shout out to all my world movement riders. Stay up, stay strong, homie.
Every since I could remember, the world's been a terror dome. That's why I carry chrome, kill them all. I don't care if it's fair or wrong. See, I resist submission and stand tense to the last stop, setting off massive shots and yelling gang gang to the cast. Drops that got me paranoid. So I roam the streets with a street sweeper, a neat freak to keep heat in the freezer, along with a meat cleaver. A straight loaf for the bit delusional, so it keeps me on my toes. A deadly combo with a reaper sneaking to keep me on my foes. This is for all my well known locs, they gay tripping. Show no love for my foes and results, see they brains dripping. I'm not no law abiding citizen, punk, this is tough.
I'm oak to the brain, cuz, and I buckle my cups off.
Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't think I blow your jaw off your head. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for nine bucks. Multiple gunshots to the face, I leave my line in chalk. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw off your head. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for nine bucks. Multiple gunshots to the face, I leave my line in chalk. Blood, guts, and glory, your murder is horror story. Details extremely explicit with actual footage gory. You're destined to die even before your life begins. So don't be surprised when a rising green reaper will strike again. See challenges smoke you, cause I'm a whiner serving you. Haven't you ever heard of a all-out enemy murder? When I'm flirting with death, I take extreme measures. That AR-15 better leave me with extreme pleasure. I got a heat name weather that make niggas wonder why it rain bullets and sound like it makes thunder. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. Get your wigs lit from a distance with a Winchester 6-6. You're messing with someone that's vicious and mentally off with sickness. Only one of the people you wouldn't want to condemn with it. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for my nine to talk. Multiple gunshots to the face, and leave my line in chalk. Reconsider this beat, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for my nine to talk. Multiple gunshots to the face and leave my line in chalk. It's not unusual for certain things to be immutable. Like a phone that uses a blow holes and make holes and get funerals. I illuminate supremacy while eliminating my enemies. While eliminating my enemies, while eliminating my enemies. I'm the only one in the car, but I'm also equipped with a gun, homie. I'm smoking from the water, and I'ma take this big gun, homie. And if you got a top, for sure I'ma run up in it. Because murder is my business, I'm like Popeye off a spinach. And if you're thinking I'm teasing it, then I will start releasing it. Sometimes I force minded, we'll call me a general. You ain't running nobody from nowhere, I call the shots here. When it comes to shooting, killing, and dying, I should not fear. Consider this beast, cause I tell you murder is my business. And to make sure you don't speak, I blow your jaw up off your hinges. I'm through speaking to these niggas, now it's time for my nine to talk. I leave them outlined in chalk.
Myself, I saw my cloud. Time to show I rubbish my status. Serve what I'm talking about.
Head out.
Killing this here. Got a grip on my career like a beer. And I'm sitting up and cheer. Adapted the ways, the new world order. Which means the world revolves around me, so I'm giving it to my daughter.
Kinda ironic, I should have been a Delphonic. But I had that limp, it turned me to a pimp. Let the record reflect, I'm a vet. I bust that fly, cap that other silly side, bust a scene alive. I highly regard it, top of the line. Legendary street figure, well spoken, fly ass rapping. Yeah, you better believe it, you better believe it, you better believe it. Better believe I'm living larger than my penis. Falling in, pressing, press dressing, effinescing. Ain't even got a bust on Rolex, you get more creeps than a color. Out here rolling these streets.
You know you're fly, you know they
keep the hustler. Out here rolling these streets.
I'll be that true man, riding the track with tweet Cadillac. Sometimes we in a limo, sometimes we front and back. And the subway spin flossing and tossing with the P. I'm having too much conversation not to be having tea. Give me the honeys, please me, when they can see me and I show them. Without question why I gotta let them go or why I chose them. I hold on, the boss cap for the occasion to fill her. I'll be that thriller, for that thriller, less chiller. No doubt I hear these suckers roaring, but they extra there. Claiming that, but they ain't knowing what the game's about. I see a grip of have a hook, ignoring reality. Thinking long cheddar, get these tricks some personality. I ain't mad, baby, do what you must. But don't ever be thinking that you possessing my trust. I see you coming for you came, and if I let you keep calling, it's only cause you keep me inspired, you keep rolling.
Still a player, out here rolling these streets.
You're flying, you know they got the time.
I'm here rolling these streets.
Still
a player. I'm here rolling these streets.
When you know you're flying, you know they got the time.
I'm here rolling these streets.
Double back on all your traps. Make sure your money's fat. Make sure you're stacking the tap. The key to P.I. In other words, keep it fly. Unless it's do or die, they gotta figure out a quick way to survive. It's better to say, there he goes and there he lay. You gotta wait. Sing hallelujah. They try to do ya. Cautiously proceed with the ace up your sleeve. There's positively no honor among thieves. Pete, I'm living life to try to see it all. Therefore, I can't fall in a brawl. I'm a stand tall for all y'all. On the grind, I must strive to provide for me and my collecting every damn dime. I ain't even said my name in this rhyme, it's about time. Thought I wouldn't flick that, it's with Cadillac. Backing in a physic on Dizek, what's Nizek? Sucker's chick, rep, I
still a player, out here rolling these streets.
Well, you know you're flying, you know they can't
deny. Just a hustler,
out here rolling these streets. Sucker's player, hate with the get shot.
Still a player,
out here rolling these streets. You're flying, you know they
just love.
Out here rolling these streets. Suckers play your hate with the gate shut.
Still a player.
Out here rolling these streets. You know you're flying, you know they just love.
Yeah, y'all, that was Tweed Cadillac and Player Ham, you know, from the OG Penthouse Players, with Still a Player, you know what I mean? And actually, they mean a player's life, you know, doing what it do, because depending on your degree of playmanship, or playman womanship, I just made that shit up, would directly dictate your status, where you are today in your life, you know? But that's just one man's view. But I'm also going to throw this other little piece out there. Put your ear on this by the same artist, and this is called Sunny. We're going to put this one on you, too. Put your ear on this, y'all. It's your boy, K. Diddy. Roll with me.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was sales that rain. Sunny. Really ache the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true. I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my brain like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day. All up in my brain, unlike that same old thing. You bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if it ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Cause of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me. I felt you, my sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer, your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine, mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool, to be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse, never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise, enjoy every
That was my girl Shells with Same Old Drama, and I know everybody can respect some of that because I think everybody got some of it some kind of way. But what can we say? Such is life. We got to roll with it and keep on going. Hey, 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 welcome to the show. Who we have here?
Jay Wasinski.
Hey, Jay Wasinski, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
How are you, Lamont?
No, I'm good, man. We're just rolling, doing what we do, man. Listen to some of this music, man, and having fun.
Well, good. Let's spread the good word, man. Inform everybody on what's going on out here.
Having fun, Well, first of all, let me say again, welcome to the show, everybody. We have Jay Wasinski joining us today, industry vet. And we're going to start off something like this. Jay, I know you, and I know you've been on the show once before some time ago, but for our new listeners, tell us a little bit about Jay, you know, so they'll know where you've been, where you're at, where you come from, and what you're doing now.
Beautiful. Well, I've been in the music and entertainment business all my life, which dates back all the way to the 60s. I'm actually 50 years old myself, and got involved at a very early age, started playing instruments at the age of 6, turned professional at 11, and was so passionate about it, I got involved in the business side at 16, started volunteering and working at all the shows and the radio and clubs and all that. So I got the fever at a very early age. So I dedicated my life for the last four decades to the music and entertainment business and have built up quite a resume of experiences, but what I love to do is actually see creative people shine. So my area of expertise is definitely the distribution, promotion, and marketing of music, video, filmmakers. You know, I like to make that happen. So I'm the CEO and founder of IndiePower.com, and that's our primary vehicle now of being able to express and extend all this knowledge and access to artists, singers, rappers, you name it, from, you know, actors and models to anybody that creates entertainment. You know, it's a cold world out here in Hollywood and New York, and it's these days with all the technology, there's more access to be able to kind of do it on your own independently. But rather than create in a dark room, you now have access to, you know, more knowledge and more opportunities.
Right. Let me ask you a question while you're right there. And I know we talked about it before, and I don't want to be redundant with that one, but I keep get hit with all the same questions. Every time I talk to some young artist or some young group, you know, the first thing they come out of their mouth is, do you have distribution? And I know you hear that a lot, too. So touch on that just a minute. What is distribution today? Because I know what we knew as old school, traditional distribution, or the old model, should I say, is not really relative today. But I don't think a lot of people know the difference.
Well, distribution is the availability of product. In other words, accessible, you know, product. Back in the day, of course, starting with, you know, records and cassettes and vinyl and all that good stuff, it was only available one way, and that was physically. And, you know, you'd start to hear companies that would be, you'd be able to order by mail. Maybe it was a specialty item that most stores didn't stock. And then obviously with digital now, there's the digital availability of products. So, and now it's coming through your cell phone. So the product will always increase in the number of ways it's available to people. But what people have to understand is the availability of product doesn't mean it's going to sell. It's the creation
right.
of the demand for the product, which really distribution is there to fill the demand. So if there's no demand for it, like right now there's probably a billion songs on iTunes and probably 99% of them don't sell because they haven't created a demand. So the availability without demand is somewhat incomplete. So really distribution is ultimately the fulfillment of the demand or the availability of the product. Now, you know, people can kind of surf around the net and maybe hear something and maybe be interested, but obviously the guys that are out there really selling, they're the ones that are creating demand through advertising, airplay, video play, touring, you know, marketing of all different kinds. That's how you create a demand. So a lot of people that are out there looking for a record deal and can't find one hear about, oh, there's this thing called distributors. Well, let me call them up. And they're giving them the same pitch that they would give a label. And they don't understand that a distributor does not do the promotion and marketing. They don't create the demand. The distributor's there to fill the demand that's already created. So unfortunately, a lot of people do call us, you know, looking for a distribution deal, but they don't have the wherewithal to drive a distribution deal, which is really the, you know, the creation of the demand for their product.
Exactly, exactly. You know, and people really don't understand that. And I point out just on a basic level, I say, how many mom and pop stores do you see anymore? How many one stops do you see anymore? So, I mean, there's no ironclad way or no crystal ball of how you can get product served. But like you said, without the demand, it's pointless anyway. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, and people spending a ton of money on press and stuff just to have a garage full of stuff that's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's really sad to see a lot of artists come to us and they've spent their last dime on making their product and they don't think about selling it. They think, well, if I just, you know, make a great product, somebody's going to come in and buy it from me. and that puts the artist in a very vulnerable position, because without the ability to sell your product or at least get it started, you're kind of in the sucker seat where these companies know that you don't have anywhere to go and can possibly buy you out for less than it even costs you to make it, to own all the rights and keep all the profits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't understand what a record deal is. You know, we see millions of people out there, you know, striving to get signed, but they don't really know what getting signed means. You know, the first lines in a recording contract say that you're relinquishing all rights and ownership of this music that you're making. And I don't know any other business out there where you would sell off everything that you own, all your rights and profits in something that you haven't even created a value in yet. You know, because great music alone only has an implied value. The real value is when you create a demand for that product. Now it is, you know, a revenue stream. But until then, it's only an implied value that people, you know, it's likable music, but there's not a demand for the music. So that's where it gets real tricky, you know. We try and educate the artist to understand. Don't spend everything you have on making it and mastering it and everything. Be thinking about at least getting the ball rolling. If you generate enough initial sales, maybe you can interest some of these bigger companies. Or now the whole paradigm has shifted where why do you need this bigger company? If you can access the kind of promotion or marketing or publicity or you get on some of these initial tours, you could possibly create the beginning of a snowball effect where you can continue to build your audience and retain all your rights and profits. So then down the road, if you're doing better and better business, it could be one of these large companies, a Universal or Sony or Warner Brothers, might say, wow, we love what you're doing. You know, we see your sales records. You know, maybe we'll offer you a joint venture deal or something now. But in the beginning, to just completely sell off all your rights and sign away to a record deal, you know, the horror stories far outweigh the successes.
And that is so true. And what I usually advise people, learn the rules before you try to play the game. You know, and if they would do that, they would bypass a lot of these pitfalls that they make, like you're speaking on, you know.
Well, there's a couple of very simple business principles that I think they should teach this in, you know, junior high school. Because, like I say, for one thing, you hear the term, takes money to make money, or those that take the risk get the rewards. Understand that actually making the music these days is not equivalent to 10% of the overall pie. Back in the old days, people used to think, well, if I made the album, I'll go 50-50 with some label and they'll put up the promotion. Well, these days the cost of manufacturing and shipping and advertising and publicizing it and touring and all that far outweighs the cost of recording, which can be done on a laptop in somebody's bedroom. So the value of the masters in that sense in the industry has fallen way down. So again, if you spend all your last money on making that music, you're not even 10% of the way there to the finish line, and you're dependent on somebody else coming in, which, again, you're in a very vulnerable position, i.e., ready to get screwed.
Right. So what would you advise some people that are listening, you know, if they just had a product, even before they put together a product, what would you advise them to do first? I guess where I'm going with this, Jay, is because people, first thing they do is, you know, because I'm doing this Rise and Star Showcase, I see a lot of young acts coming through, and, you know, they haven't even taken the time to put themselves together properly first to even make themselves marketable. But the first thing they want to start hollering is that, you know, they need a manager. And I'm like, for what? What do you have to manage? But what would you advise them to do first?
Well, it's really important, I think, for any entertainer to understand it's the entertainment business. And the emphasis has never been so far on the business side. Yes, it all does start with great talent. We all understand that. Nobody is diminishing the fact that, you know, you can only get so far with mediocre talent. We understand that. But at the same time, the marketing and the publicity and all the angles it takes to get your music impacting an audience where they're willing to reach in their pocket and actually buy it or pay for a ticket is you know, more challenging than ever. So now I would encourage everyone to really think of their entertainment as a business. So whether you're a group or a solo artist or you're an independent label or you're a producer, think of that as a company. And get as much support around your home team as possible. And whether that's friends or family, or you got an uncle that believes in you, or could be your best friend, you guys just chip in a little off every paycheck, you start to build out your business. Obviously, there's things such as DBAs or business licenses or incorporation or LLCs or copywriting your music or registering with SoundScan or BDS and all that. These are ways to protect and gauge your business. But more importantly, you have to look at this as a company, and that it's going to take some advertising and marketing and promotional costs to get your business out there. I don't care if you're a corner, you know, pizza parlor or a you know, mechanic down the street, or you've come up with a new style shoe or T-shirt. I mean, you're going to have to market whatever you have. So I think it all starts with learning the business principles. That, again, the ownership and the rights that you have in your music is really all you ever have. So to immediately start signing those away to a company that really can't maybe guarantee you much or is going to give you a little tiny check, to me is very short-sighted. So look at this as a business. Understand what your rights are. You know, there's master rights, which is the recording. There's publishing rights, which is the copyrights of the actual composition. There's licensing rights of merchandising and images or logos that you would own. And that's another thing you need to protect yourself eventually with is trademarks and copyrights. You know, understand where your rights and potential revenues are going to come from. Like I say, if you're a brand new artist and you've already signed away your master rights, your publishing rights, your merchandising rights, and your live rights in what's now called a 360 deal, where's your other revenues going to come from? It sounds to me like there's other companies that are first in line to recoup whatever revenue comes in. So it's really important to look at your big picture. Think of yourself as a business, as a company, and even though you might be the artist, unless you've already given those rights away to somebody else, you are automatically your own publisher, you're your own label, and in some cases, you're the CEO because it's your business till you relinquish that to someone else. A lot of people don't really understand, you know, what the publishing and all that is. They watch TV and see these artists driving around in big fancy cars with gold watches and chains and think it's just nothing but a money machine. But in any business, the revenues you generate less the cost it takes to conduct that business equals profits. And this is probably one of the easiest businesses in the world to spend money. You know, it's there's so many avenues out there to get exposure, or billboards, or, you know, television commercials, or, you know, tour buses. I mean, you could just spend money all day long, but if you're not generating more revenue than you're spending, obviously that's a loss. No investor or bank is going to, you know, handle that.
Yeah, you're hustling backwards.
That's for sure. So I'd say, think of it as a business. Go into this. You're not just an artist. I don't care if you're rapping or singing or playing or whatever. It's a business.
Most definitely is. That's why they call it the music business, not the music play. You know, and like I said, you're absolutely right. In learning the rules before you play the game, they would also learn the different responsibilities of all the players in this game, because people go out seeking managers when really they're looking for investors. You know,
yeah, they're looking for the manager to do the work for them, or they're looking to get signed because they want somebody to do the work for them. Understand,
right,
whoever's going to do that work is going to retain control or profits. And, you know, very, very simply, I think, like you say, what is there to manage? Unless your phone's ringing off the hook with business offers and opportunities and show offers, what are you managing? You really need to learn the business, progress, and retain those rights as much as possible, because if your business takes off and you're signed to a small-time manager, you may not be able to get out of that contract. And now when the big managers and the big labels show interest, maybe it's a red flag to them. Maybe it now makes you more unsignable or less than a worthy investment because of your team.
Oh, absolutely. One, because you already operate from a loss factor because you haven't proved to be a viable investment yet, and now you got all this baggage, you know what I'm saying? So that would be the difference, whether or not they want to deal with you or not.
Yeah, it really is. You know, the companies these days have so much of a challenge. A good friend of mine at Interscope told me recently, because of their overhead and just the way they're structured, it cost them $1.5 million to test a song. Just to put out a new song by an artist, they're already $1.5 million in hard costs. And if anyone knows recording contracts, you're recouping those costs on your royalty rate, not on gross income. So if you're getting, let's say, $1 a CD, now you have to sell 1.5 million CDs just to get back to zero, just on them testing a song. So it shows you the inherent challenges of trying to succeed in these old-fashioned companies. And while a lot of artists these days are questioning, well, should I go with a major or should I go indie? Well, unless you have a lot of majors offering you deals, you don't have a choice. You are independent. You are your own company.
Absolutely.
You're your own publisher. So it's
and
not like
amazing.
You have an option, like you're going to call up Sony and say, okay, I've decided to go with you guys. Can you send over the contract?
And it's funny to think, man, because you got a lot of artists out here, Jay, to think that. You know, I'm just finna go get this big deal, and they just finna go give me all this money. And I'm like, come on now, y'all got to wake up. It's 2010.
Yeah. Yeah, no, all the majors are hurting. You know, they've acquired so many of their other competitors. Now they're superstar heavy. A company like Universal has no less than 200 superstars over there. And so now, number one, with their when they're looking at their bottom line and know they have to generate X number of billions of dollars this year to, you know, please their shareholders, they're not thinking of marketing Joe Blow. They're thinking of, well, we can need a new Eminem album. We need a new Dr. Dre album. We need a new No Doubt album. We need to get, you know, Coldplay back in the studio. That's who they're thinking. So now the new development or the new artist departments of these companies are the smallest, and they're run by a little college, you know, A&R guys. I mean, you and I both know 10, 20 years ago, some of these A&R guys were superstars in their own right. These were big-time music people that knew the industry, knew a hit song, no production, and now you've got these small little, like I said, to me they're like college interns. They're running the A&R departments, and they got no juice. They can't sign anybody. They're glorified, you know, talent scouts or tape listeners. And even if they're ecstatic about something, they've got about four or five levels of bosses of bosses of bosses to try and convince that this is a worthy investment.
Right, right. Hold on one second, Jay. I think we have someone else who want to join us. Come on with us, y'all. 418, who we got here?
What's up, Lamont? This is E-Class. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I heard you had a friend of mine on today, Jay Washkinski. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how are you, E?
I'm good. I came in at the right time. Me and Lamont have spent some time talking about this with one of my current artists. And it's like the Sermon on the Mount going on right now, because you're preaching the gospel right now. And, you know, I hope there's as many new artists and wannabe artists and current artists that is listening to everything that you have to say. You know, because everybody has their own.
We appreciate you knowing, you know, the knowledge, because, like I say, it's a giant chess game. It's a hardcore battle going on out there, and everybody thinks it's easy until they get into it, and then they understand
right.
All this all this knowledge, advice, and, you know, I'm 35 years in the business, and I'm learning every day. So, you know, you can never have enough expertise on your side. I don't care if you're the Lakers trying to win the playoffs or you're the new guy trying to start a new clothing line. You know, you better surround yourself with as much expertise as possible.
Exactly.
That too.
Exactly.
That too.
I tell all the artists that I run into now, the record labels want to see a self or already made engine. They don't want to put an engine together anymore. They want to see an already made engine, and then they'll build the parts around it. You know, if you can prove that you can sell your own CD and market yourself and everything, they'll get behind you. But, you know, if you're just getting into the business and you think you're hot, well, there's about 150 million other people that think they're hot too. The one way to prove it is to get out there, market and sell and promote yourself. You get a better chance that way than you would any other way.
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid to really test what they're worth and really put some points up on the board. They think, you know, somebody else is going to do that all for them. That's somebody else's job. But really, you know, the entertainers that are really successful these days, when you really break it down, they're CEOs, they're entrepreneurs, they're building their business up, and they know that these companies are like banks and that interest rate is pretty steep. So the more you can do on your own without taking that money or that deal with the devil, so to speak, the better you are. Because ultimately, if you can build up your business independently and show some numbers, show that you're a viable business, now you got more options. There's more investors, banks, lenders, major entertainment companies that might, you know, front you money or advance based on a deal. But if you're an unknown quantity, you're virtually worthless.
Right.
Boy, you could never, ever, ever say that one again, because there's no value. And I tell everybody, you have to create value. You have to invest in your brand. You just have to. Well, man, can you give me some paid dates? Who's going to pay you?
Exactly. You get a couple thousand people camped out waiting to buy tickets. You know, what business does that make? Yeah, no.
Well, and then also,
one analogy I use that he just mentioned is basically you have to start the fire, meaning the old days of the major companies rubbing two sticks together to try and get that first spark going are over. Unless you got a little fire burning and then throw some of that corporate gasoline on it and put it through their bigger pipeline, they are not going to, like I say, rub two sticks together for months trying to find a spark.
Not going to happen.
You know, I tell them, I said, the one thing you can do, especially if you're in cities like L.A., of course, because, I mean, music artists are a dime a dozen back there. Everybody lives in L.A. If you have any type of money, the best thing you could do for yourself is to improve your catalog. Get as many songs as you can with other known artists, mainstream artists if you can, and start there. Once you have done that, then, you know, start getting out there and promoting yourself and everything, because you have something to back up, you know, your artist or your skills, your talent and everything. A lot of people
say,
okay.
That's your product line. That's like you going to a big grocery company and saying, hey, I got this one item, as opposed to coming in and say, look, I have 170 different items. They're all vertically integrated. They're, you know, across the board. I've got every flavor you need, every size. You're a lot more valuable, you know. So once you have that content, like I say, you're much more able to wheel and deal. But like we just said earlier, the content alone these days only represents about 10% of the overall pie. That manufacturing or marketing, promotion, advertising. In other words, the demand that's created is worth the other 90%. So if you're only involved in creating the content, at the very best, you're looking at maybe 10%. But there's a giant word in this business, especially with the major companies, called recoupment. And that recoupment, like I say, they're going to recoup at your royalty rate, not on gross dollars. So now all of a sudden you hear about these artists that never quite get a royalty check. That's because if they've got a hit out there, the labels are spending more and more money to promote, to generate that income, which is going in their coffers, and somehow or another, the artist never quite gets back to the finish line because they're recouping for pennies on the dollar.
That's absolutely the truth, but they don't even go that far, you know, to do the math. Again, you know, what we always preach on this show is learn the rules before you play the game. And then you don't find yourself in those situations by putting yourself out there like that. And most artists, you know, don't do that. I wanted to play the devil's advocate for 1 second. If I was a new artist and I wanted to put some mainstream artists on my project, E, like you was mentioning earlier, how would I do that if I didn't have no money?
Okay, well, one thing is, you first of all have to know what you have at your disposal. A lot of people have their own studios. A lot of people have connections to other people or other entities. The one thing you would do is go where they're at. You know, presentation is everything. You can present yourself in a way that what reality will never, you know, catch up to, you know, based on where you're at. You know, we're in Vegas, so, you know, especially right about now, there's a lot of pool parties and everything going on. You look the part, you dress the part, you know, you go on there, and I'm not saying in particularly perpetrate, but, you know, you're an artist. You have to believe in yourself before you can get others to believe in you. And network, get to know the people, the staff at there, get to know local DJs or house DJs or celebrity DJs that come in. You know, like Jay said, you know, branding is a part of it. Have a business card. If you have a CD that you want to give out, you know, don't let it be just a Walmart CDR rewritable with a Sharpie marker with your information on it. Go to Walmart or something, get you a label maker, make you a label, put your picture on top of the CD cover with your name, contact number, you know, things like that. Just do it on a professional level, and they'll work with you. They see that you're professional and that you got something going on or you look like you have something going on, then they'll be more likely to do something with you. There's a lot of mainstream artists that once were that would like to get back, you know, to that arena, to that circle again. And, you know, if you're an up-and-coming or somebody that has potential, they'll want to get on board with you because if you make it and they got a song with you on their catalog, then, you know, that's potentially something that's going to bring them back into the limelight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your take on that, Jay?
Well, yeah, there's no question. I mean, networking is everything, and so many industry events and opportunities for people to go out and really try and establish some relationships. I know there's a lot of young artists that think they got a little money in their pocket and they can buy a shortcut by going to buy a Lil Wayne verse or they got a, you know, a little snippet of a, you know, Snoop Dogg, you know, lyric or something. And you know, that may be fine for your presentation purposes, but to legally be able to put that out, you've got to understand that these artists are signed to exclusive recording contracts with big companies that in most cases have huge debts. So they are not looking, in other words, the Lakers are not going to loan Kobe Bryant to the Cavaliers to play that playoff game. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're protecting their interests and their investment. So even though on some underground stuff, a lot of guys run around with, hey, I got so-and-so on my tracks and this and that, but understand there's banks of attorneys up there at Universal and Sony and Warner just waiting to shut down and potentially sue anybody that touches, you know, their property. So, you know, some of these independent artists are some of the big artists are independent. I mean, you look at a Jay-Z right now. Jay-Z signed to himself. So if Jay-Z says, I'm getting on your track, believe me, he is good for that. But a lot of these guys are just simply recording artists, and understand they are an employer or an employee of a large corporation. So you may physically have a recording with their voice on it, but trying to commercially exploit that to the hilt could be a whole nother, you know, ball of wax. I do know that Warner Brothers, for instance, right now is not happy with the whole, you know, mixtape game. And, you know, not only some of their hip-hop artists they've invested in, like Gucci Mane, are sitting behind bars not helping their cause, but they're really cracking down on people using, you know, their recorded artists. If you went to Warner Brothers right now and said, how much is it going to cost for me to clear this Gucci Mane verse, they're going to say, no amount in the world. We're not clearing any of them. So it's just it's a harder thing. But everybody's looking for a shortcut. But in any business, you can't depend on that. You know, these artists that built their careers, in most cases, built their careers from scratch. Not everybody came in and piggybacked on somebody else. Of course, they had mentors or they had comrades in the game. But really, to ultimately look at this game, you've got to build your value from within, not just who you can get on this track or who you can get to jump on this or that. Ultimately, you have to create stars, and that's where the real value is.
Right. Rick James taught me that one. I learned that lesson. It cost me $10,000 for that one, which you just talking about, by getting somebody on a track.
Yeah.
He taught me that one. I just gave away money. But they say the lessons you pay for are the ones that you learn.
Well, absolutely. Sometimes you got to hold your hand in the fire to learn, man. You're going to get burned. So,
yeah.
However it takes to learn. But again, it goes back to, it is a business, and you got to understand, to sign someone to an exclusive recording contract is an investment. And if you can build that artist to be worth a value, yes, you can potentially license that artist out, the rights to that artist, the usage of those verses. You know, everything begins with the value that you build in it. But it seems these days we have, you know, a younger and younger society that grows up with, you know, video games and Guitar Hero and, you know, again, software and Pro Tools. And spending some time this last weekend with Quincy Jones, he reminded me that, you know, these greats, these people that everybody are sampling and wanting to get a piece of, they didn't have any shortcuts. There was no Pro Tools. There was no laptops. There was no, iTunes back then. And,
right.
You know, it's... To sample somebody else's work is definitely a privilege that you need to pay for. It's not your right. You just can't go grab somebody else's work because they've invested maybe 30, 40 years of their life to master that instrument. It could be a Miles Davis or a Chuck Berry or a James Brown or something. These guys didn't just crop up. You know, their music is worth a great value, and certainly the companies that invested in them want to protect that value. So, I mean, one of the biggest messages is just really look at it as a business and don't rely on shortcuts. There's no fast way to the top.
None. Absolutely none.
Yep,
you guys in the sports
analogy,
they all want to be in a locker room with that champagne shower at the end of the Super Bowl, but no one wants to try out for the team and go through preseason and win all those games and win the playoffs and win that Super Bowl to get in that scenario.
Wow, no doubt. Hey, but listen, man, you know, we've been this time has just actually flew by. We're like down to the last 3 minutes of the show. So, Jay, let me start with you. Give all the listeners your contact information so they can get at you. And plus, I want to say I still need some product from you, Joe, for the show. I know you got some artists over there.
We're going to send all that over to you. We support the show. We love what you're doing. People can go online and see us at www.indiepower.com. That's IndiePower. And email us at info@indiepower.com. And the direct line is 818-505-1836. That's 818-505-1836. So we look forward to hearing from any of your listeners, anything we can do to help. And like I say, we support the showcase and the show, and look forward to doing a lot more with you, Lamont.
Absolutely, man, and definitely appreciate you. The rising stars appreciate you. The listeners appreciate you, and definitely we're going to have you back. Also, Jay, run quickly for the May 22nd show. I know you're bringing out a couple artists, man. Put their names out there again.
Yeah, we actually moved that to May 29th, so you might want to note that. We'll be out in Vegas. Okay. We've got a big artist from Seattle. His name is Mr. Benjamin. He's got a really hot song and video out there. He's going to be doing a West Coast tour, and we're coming through Vegas for the showcase. Also, we're bringing all the way from Tokyo, Japan, a world-renowned electronic DJ artist named Eleven. So Eleven's coming all the way from Tokyo to bless all the people in Vegas, and we've got Mr. Benjamin coming all the way down from Seattle. So we look forward to hopefully seeing everybody out there and keeping that showcase growing.
All right. Also, when you get a chance, man, email me some music over here, man, so we can start playing some of that, too.
Beautiful. Our pleasure.
All right, E, let me throw you out there, man, on Front Street. Let everybody know where you at.
All right. The website right now is statusentertainmentgroup.com. It's currently under construction. I think there is a link on there, though, you can leave information right now. Can't exactly pull off content right now. You can reach me at 702-418-9647. And I'm here in Vegas, and I'm pretty much all over the place, so I'm not a hard person to find. And then you especially
For those that don't know, let me throw this out there. He is also representing Crunchy Black, 3-6 Mafia, because a lot of people out there just don't know E by E, but he is a man in the business, is doing things, just so we all don't know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, you know, we'll be supporting Rising Stars Saturday night, so we'll be there. And I also have another artist by the name of B Smooth coming with me as well.
All righty then. And as usual, this is your boy K Diddy, and you're listening to I Am Indie. We're here every week, same time, same channel. So you can always get us at us at World Movement, worldmovement.com, office number 323-957-7322. And come back. We're going to play this right here by DJ King Assassin and California People. I know y'all love this one.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin, where my warriors at. If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got 5 on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan on a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha, ha. Said Suli. Said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down. I'm moving to California. Cause they just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell, weed to sell. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yep. He's selling crack and they got him, they got him. He's selling dope and they got him, they got him. He's selling meth and they got him, they got him. Yep. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave the smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, the King of South Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section with a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plantation. I'm moving
option, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California
cause it's just legalizing marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant cause I got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale.
Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.